We have a girl at work that has a back injury. We're office workers, so it's quite possible that her back injury could have come from something personal, or it could have come because back when she started with the city, there was no such thing as ergonomics. So she has a back injury, and she's a very active person. She's not overweight or anything like that. She has suffered a lot of pain. She's missed tons and tons of work. She's probably, in the last couple of years, gone over her 85 days of short term. And so it's a financial hardship on her family when she's sick all the time. So she makes herself come to work and then is moaning and groaning the whole time she's there. And we feel bad for her as her coworkers, and we quite often grudgingly take up the slack for her because she can't work at what she would normally work at. It's just kind of a catch-22 situation. You want her to get better so that she can feel better and be more productive, but you also understand that she has an injury. So now we've gone ergonomic, and she's got the chair and the mouse pad and the splints and everything on her hands and everything, and she's got everything that the city can give her short of cortisone shots in her back. But the sad part is that her family has suffered because now she can't be with her kids. She had small kids when this started happening. She can't do the things she used to do. She's actually put herself in danger this last little while because she has to park closer to the library in order to get there with her back pain. So where she used to walk 10, 12 blocks to a nice neighborhood, and she's a fast-paced walker and she could get there, she's actually parking about 3 blocks from the library, and as any of you who work downtown know, that's not really safe. So she's doing that. She's coming in later to work, leaving earlier because of issues. Her husband's a little bit resentful because now he's had to deal with raising the kids, plus she comes home tired, cranky, and cannot do a thing. And he has to take up the slack at home. Plus he's dealing with her, who's really cranky and miserable because she can't get away from this pain. So she hasn't got a lot of hope. What the city can do is now they've started, in our office at least, I don't know how it is everywhere else, they are making us all go through an ergonomic assessment. And we have taken the pains and the cost to make sure that everybody who comes in, even if it's for temporary, has the best of the equipment that we can get them. And the city would not even entertain that they were responsible for it. So I think that's an ongoing thing too, because a lot of people were hurt for not having ergonomic stuff, that the carpal tunnels, the back injuries, the whatever, and there's really not an avenue that addresses it other than your own short-term disability. Once it runs out, you don't get paid.